And just in case you missed it.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play.
Last night, the Chicago Cubs won a historic and thrilling Game 7 in extra innings over the Cleveland Indians, clinching the Cubs' first championship in 108 years.
For Cleveland, their championship drought was at 68 years, and it is still counting. When your favorite team goes that long without a title, you might look for a little divine intervention to help. For Sister Kathy Sherman in Chicago.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
And her friend, Sister Teresa Hafner of Cleveland.
Hi, Kathy. Well, I think you're doing a little better than me, but I'm doing good.
Divine intervention wasn't going to work last night. Both are members of the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph. And as you probably gathered, both are pretty big baseball fans.
Sister Teresa grew up in Akron, Ohio, rooting for the Indians. Sister Kathy grew up in the heart of Chicago, rooting for the Cubs. This week, they were on opposite sides of sports history.
Since one team had to win and one team had to lose, I have to say I'm happy that the Cubs won.
Now, the sisters didn't exactly stoop to trash talk during the series, but they did have a bet going. The loser had to buy the winner a beer. After last night's crushing loss, Indians fan Sister Teresa was rethinking that bet.
I've been thinking this morning that I'm the one that should be getting the beer. I'm the one that made the beer, not the winner.
Now, before you feel too sorry for Sister Teresa and Cleveland, remember, that city celebrated its own miraculous championship this summer with a stunning comeback by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the NBA Finals. So that helped keep last night's heartbreak in perspective.
I'm listening to Kathy talk, and her voice is so excited, so it's making me feel a little better that they're so happy there in Chicago. Of course, we just won our first championship for 52 years, so I know it's just unbelievable. It's you wake up and you think, did this just really happen?
When Sister Kathy woke up this morning in Chicago, she appreciated what she saw from both teams.
I think the thing that's really marvelous and a wonderful example, actually, to our country right now is just the spirit in which they played the games. Both managers are class acts, and both teams, I think, are class acts, and they really care about each other, and they're a team, and that, to me, was a little bit of a miracle right there.
Sister Kathy Sherman and Sister Teresa Hafner from the Congregation of the Sisters of St. Joseph.